Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. You can find us on Red Circle, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and even better, the Five Reasons YouTube channel, where you can get the rest of our South Florida sports content. You can also find it on 5ReasonsSports.com. Spell that one out. We don't have a paywall. And check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. That includes Prize Picks. Use the code 5FIVE. Get that initial deposit matched up to $100. Just rated the number one fastest growing sports product in the country. All you're doing is playing props up or down, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players together, flex play, power play. You'll figure it out the first time you use it. But make sure you use the code 5FIVE. Get that initial deposit matched up to $100 and play it during the Stanley Cup playoffs, the NBA finals, and more. We're also sponsored here by our friends over at Miami Gaming Parties. If you have an off night between Heat games, this might be something that you want to do for your son or daughter who's graduating from school. You can check them out at gamingparties.com. MiamiGamingParties.com. Got to throw the Miami in there. And what they do is they will plan a customized gaming party for you. So they'll bring everything, the trophies, the consoles, the games, whatever it is that you choose. So go to MiamiGamingParties.com and plan your gaming party today. And now, today's episode. Down to Biscayne.
Yay. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. And today, and I'm going to have you let me know if this is silent or not, because I always screw this up. It's Amy Audibert, correct?
That's right.
I see. I thought with the Canadian thing that maybe.
I know. I get that a lot, but my name's Maltese, not French. So, no.
Oh, okay. All right. So there you go. You're the first one I've never screwed up. So that's good. We've gotten off to a good start. And we're joined here again, as we just mentioned, by Amy Audibert. You have seen her on your television. You have also seen her. Well, you haven't seen her. You've heard her on your radio with Jax. She joined the Miami Heat. And you also may know her from her days at the University of Miami, where she was a team captain on the basketball team. We really appreciate you taking some time with us today. And I just want to run through with you some of what you think may be important in this series, because obviously this is the third time in 4 years these teams have faced each other. The supporting casts are a little bit different, particularly on the Heat side, than maybe they've been in some of the other series. But the top two players on each of the teams is the same. One of the coaches, obviously Eric Spoelstra, because he never goes anywhere, is the same. Missoula on the other side is new. And as we've been going through some of the keys to this series, you know, there's the obvious ones, you know, how aggressive can Bam be? Who do you put on Tatum and Brown? But is there one thing that maybe you don't believe that everybody is talking about that they should be?
I mean, I think everyone continues to talk about Miami's defense, and I think that's the most important thing. I mean, right, at the end of the day, you're playing one of the best consistently offensive teams through the regular season. But I guess if something that people aren't talking enough about, I mean, as cliche as it sounds, this Heat team is in the position that they are in because they've actually believed they can win. You know, I mean, this team before the Milwaukee series even started, I think they believed they were going to win that series. And I don't know how many people outside the locker room actually did. You know, it's funny. I keep going back to this. I remember probably about 5 or 6 years ago when UConn women's basketball was still the only team that was ever being, you know, no one was touching them. And I remember someone who I think is one of the best analysts on either side, her name's Debbie Antonelli. She does a lot of men's college basketball, women's college basketball. And she was doing this segment on ESPN about the five keys to beating the UConn women's basketball team because nobody could touch them. And the number one thing she said, and this sticks with me, is the number one is you have to believe you can beat them. That's it, right? Because so many times that game's over. And I think that this team believes that they can play with anybody in this association. And that's not what their record looked like all regular season. Absolutely not. But I think that if anyone who closely followed or watched this team understood that most man games missed to injury, most clutch games, all the rotations, really consistently not great shooting performance all season, that stuff doesn't equal wins. So when you looked at their record, of course, it doesn't look like they're a good basketball team, but I don't think we talk about it enough. It's just this team does believe that they can go in there and compete with anybody. And I mean, I really do think the last couple of weeks they've started to show that a little bit more.
But Amy, why would they believe that? Because I was around the team all year, covered probably 35 of the home games. We saw all the clutch games, but like you mentioned, there were certain things that were just not progressing to the mean. Like the shooting never got close to where it was last season. It was a little bit better in the last month of the year. But you went from the top, you know, shooting team in the league from distance to one of the worst. The pace never got better this season. You mentioned the injuries. They had injuries the year before, too, though, that they overcame. I remember that period of time that Kyle was out there with, you know, most didn't have Bam, didn't have Jimmy for a period of time. So I guess what Heat fans don't understand is how they just flipped the switch here.
I don't think it's flipping the switch, Ethan. I think it's just keeping your head down and keeping consistent in your work. They did shoot against Milwaukee 45% from three, right? Like you're going to win games when you shoot that well. So and really, were they generating completely different shots? No, their shot profile in the regular season, I thought was pretty good for the most part. Mm-hmm. So I think they, you know, it's like, hey, we have to believe these are going to fall. Where that belief comes from? Well, let's see. You've got all-stars, Jimmy, Bam, Tyler, those kind of guys. And especially a guy like Tyler, who's, you know, from the shoulders up, swaggy, confident as they come. 10 guys undrafted. Like, you don't just find your way onto an NBA roster and find your way onto sometimes in a starting role. Like, that's years of grind. And, I mean, that is a deep, deep belief in yourself and what you can do and the people around you. And I know it sounds cliche, and I know that, you know, especially at the professional level, we like to talk about X's and O's. I do. I'm a junkie for sure. I understand that. But then there's the other part about it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there is, and these things matter. And that's why, again, I don't think too many teams actually want to go against Miami in the postseason because they know that it's going to be a tough one. They know that they're going to get in, they're in for a fight. And that's just, again, that's like, these guys didn't wake up as NBA players. They, most of them anyways, they work their way to where they are. And when you kind of do that, right, because that's where your confidence comes from, is your work and the amount you've put in. Mm. And these guys have put in a lot. Not that to say that other teams consistently haven't. Obviously, there's a lot of work put in. But again, these are not guys that were necessarily born with these natural abilities. Like, they've worked. And I think that means something.
Is this Boston team, in your view, better than the one that the Heat saw last season? And I ask that question because the personnel was upgraded with Malcolm Brogdon, and he was terrific, obviously. He filled the role that they thought he would fill. I think a lot of us thought he might be sixth man of the year before the season started. But they had some ebbs and flows this year. Like the first month of the season, first 6 weeks of the season, their offensive rating was historically good. And then they brought Robert Williams back, and I kind of thought that would be a little bit of a difficult transition for them because they're playing a lot of five out early in the year and really driving kick, shooting the three really well. They had 7 role players shooting over 40% from three through the first couple of months of the season. But then they hit a little bit of a rough patch, which is actually why they didn't end up with the one seed this year. Are they better or worse than last year?
I think they're just different. I don't know if you could say better or worse. And I think it's all about timing of finding guys in their rhythm right now. Obviously, Jason Tatum's in a bit of a bender. So that's going to be that's probably the top of the list here for Miami. But I do think you're right. I think adding Malcolm Brogdon, because something that has been a consistent narrative for Boston is their depth and the talent in their depth. And then even, not that he plays a huge role, but just in terms of experience, guys on the bench, Blake Griffin, you know what I mean? Like, they've got some big voices. But I think maybe one of the bigger concerns is maybe with Joe Mazzulla and just his lack of experience, and it's not a cut against him, right? You can only get experience by going through it.
Right.
So, excuse me, as a first-year head coach, you wonder what that's going to look like. I've noticed with Boston, it seems, especially through this playoff run, when things are going good, they look really good. When things aren't going good, can they stay together? Because I think one thing we've learned about this Miami team is they're not going to get rolled over, right? You might score, but you're going to have to work for it. So that's what maybe I'm most excited, at least from the Boston side, to see is how they handle the toughness that Miami's going to bring.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor and the Five Reasons Sports Network. We know that the Miami Heat, they're typically pretty careful with their money. They don't overpay for players, kind of keep it in the range. But there have been mistakes. Think back to Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, Dion Waiters, to name a few. Well, you don't want to make a mistake with your hard-earned cash. You don't want to get a service or a product that's overpriced or underperforms. That's why we recommend Harry's. Harry's razors, I use them. Why do I use them? Because, well, I can't really grow a beard. It takes me forever. It looks ridiculous. So I want to make sure that it's shaved properly, so I look somewhat presentable when I'm going to the Heat games. You can check out Harry's as well. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. Customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for the other big brands. And you can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/5. That's right. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/5. Again, that's harrys.com/5 for a $3 trial set.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned as a first-year head coach, I mean, it's one thing to be Eric Spoelstra as a first-year head coach in 2008, where you had Dwayne Wade, but not a whole lot else that you were expecting to go deep into the playoffs in the 08-09 season. And it's another when you're inheriting a team that went to the finals. That's a different level of pressure, I think, that Mazzulla is facing right now. So we'll see how it works against Eric now that Eric's been through so many of these 7th Eastern Conference finals. Let me pose this question to you. For the Heat to win this series, does Bam need to be one of the top 3 players on the floor overall?
Absolutely. And I don't even have to think about that. Actually, last night, I spent some time watching the second matchup against Boston, because obviously Jimmy not available. Like, it's funny when you look at the regular season matchups, there were so many key injuries or guys not available. Even the one here, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart wasn't playing. So it was hard to kind of get that full, like, what both teams match up like against each other. I mean, really, when you think of it, maybe they thought they'd be in this position anyways, right? Going at it again in the Eastern Conference Finals. Yes, but Bam, to me, he is the centerpiece of this team. We know that we can put the ball in Jimmy's hands and he can usually find something, right? If it's not 2 points or 3, it's a free throw or 2. But Bam, to me, does so many things that don't show up on a box score. He, if you notice, the offense often goes through him, right? Through that kill box, mm-hmm. through that high post area, whether he's screening, dribble handoffs, facilitating. He does so many things that don't show up. And defensively, I mean, when you he's got to take care of their inside, protecting the rim, protect the presence. And the thing about Bam is, and we know this, he could be guarding their four or fives. He could be guarding Tatum. So it's a lot to ask of Bam to be great on both sides of the ball every time he's in the game, but he's got to do that. And to me, I think, yeah, he's got to be excellent.
Who is the most important? Let's take Jimmy and Bam off the table. For this particular series, who is the Heat's most important role player? And I'm going to throw Kyle in the mix now, even though obviously the contract, the pedigree, and everything else, but he's fit into a role now with this team coming off the bench. But who would you list first? Who's the X factor here?
I always say this, and it's not even for this series. It's for the entire playoff run is Caleb Martin, mm-hmm. just because of what he can do on both sides of the ball. He can defend almost every position, full court, 94 feet. And on offense, he can hit a shot. He can get to the rim. He understands not to when it's his turn to shoot, not, but he is a threat. And I think on both sides of the ball, he's incredibly important to this game, to this team. He's been called an X factor. And I think at times you've really seen why.
He didn't play much in the series last year. I was looking back at it. I was a little surprised because I think we kind of think of Caleb getting these heavy minutes. And he did have heavy minutes at times during the season last year. But I'm with you on this. And the reason is, too, because, I mean, his defense on Brown and Tatum is going to be critical in this series. There's no question, because you can't leave it all to Jimmy and Bam and to the switches. Caleb's going to have to handle a lot of that responsibility. Let me ask you the final thing here, and we really appreciate it. Amy Audibert, again, catch her work. On the radio with Jax, we could probably do a 3-hour podcast on Jax. So maybe we'll just do that sometime and just tell Jax stories because I feel
that's the tell all.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to wait until he's passed on before I tell any stories, I think. So he'll get mad at me if he's alive. But let's get to this part of it. And I think that again, as we look at this series, there are so many matchups that could go either direction. And I feel like Spoelstra is a guy who sometimes likes to wait to see what the other team does first before he makes the adjustment and then forces the other coach to adjust to him. But as you look at this, do you think Kevin Love will be the long-term starter in this series? Because it feels, we talk about Caleb, it feels like a different series in terms of the matchups than the last one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not in the locker room. You're right. Spo does adjust and he throws the curveballs. And so that's definitely something you could see being switched up. But I do think that when Kevin Love's hitting shots, he changes the game, right? So, I mean, at the beginning, I think he got hot in one of the New York games and just the floor spacing and also just defensively being able to handle a bigger body inside. So I think it does depend on game flow. But it is an incredible luxury that you can do that. You don't have to walk in and say, this is the way we're doing it because this is the only way we can do it. They have so many different looks and ways they can play. So that's what makes the chess match so beautiful.
And that's the question here, because do you start Kevin Love because you want them to keep Robert Williams on the floor as a starter and don't want them to start Derek White? And what happens if Missoula goes to Derek White? Then do you counter with Caleb Martin in the starting lineup? That's one of the things we're going to be watching for. All right, let's close here. If I was to say to you, and again, we appreciate Amy Audibert for her time. If I was to say to you, this one thing happens above all else and the Heat are in the finals this year, you say what? It could be a trend, a shooting, a player, a matchup, anything.
Well, in the 11 playoff games that Miami's played, they've kept opponents 3-point percentage under 40% 8 times. Mm-hmm. If they can do that, I'd say 4 times in this series, then I think they're gonna we'll be hanging out for another month or so.
Oh my God! Well, that wouldn't be such a bad thing. Denver and LA this time of year. I'll I'll take the trips, I guess. A little bit different Denver in June than Denver in January. So I don't know if we can hit a slope, but it'd certainly be fun if they keep going. Well, Amy, we really appreciate the time. Again, always enjoy your work and your insight, and I'll see you on the road, I'm sure.
Yeah, thanks, Ethan. Looking forward to it. See you out there.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.